Will do, happily.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Mark.
I've done this work as laid out in the Big Book with the help of the Big Book Step Study sponsor and loving God. I've made my amends, and I'm doing my best to live in Steps 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. I'm going to start in the near present, like yesterday, and then jump backwards a couple of times and do something. I was driving down the street with my husband yesterday, and we got to the corner, and there was one of the people who swings the signs back and forth to show that there's an open house down the street, and this person was sitting on the sidewalk, not engaged in his erstwhile occupation, and Jonathan said, you know, he's getting paid to do that. He's not doing his job. And I sat there and said, you know, I'm not going to be angry on someone else's behalf. That's not my job. And there are things that affect me that aren't my business. Now, if there's something that I can do about a situation, I can take an action, but I don't have to invest the emotion in being angry on someone else's behalf. And that is one of the real gifts that this work has given me, because I had no idea. I had done a fourth step in OA many times and in Al-Anon, and never realized that part about principles and institutions that we could also be resentful at, not just people. So that was my big thing in Big Book Step Study, was realizing how much energy I had invested in all that. So I just wanted to share that with you up front before I jump back. Now we start the reading for this on page 64, paragraph 1, but in a couple of ways I think it's important to jump back to the previous paragraph. So I'll do a short jump and then a bigger jump. The shortest jump is the last sentence of the top of 64. It says, our liquor was but a symptom. So we had to get down to causes and conditions. So especially in a group like this that's listed as an all addictions meeting, I think that's a really, really, really important statement. Because if the liquor is but a symptom, or the food is but a symptom, or the gambling is a symptom, or the debting is a symptom, or abuse, different sex problems, or any of that can be treated by the same procedure that we go through in here. So it's always been my hope, and I've shared this at this meeting before, that if I do this work and I maintain myself in steps 10, 11, and 12, I don't have to play whack-a-mole with other things popping up, because I'll recognize them as they pop up, sometimes with the help of other people in program to say, Mark, you sound a little off, or, you know, but God willing, I can share things with other people and get that feedback. I didn't have that feedback loop prior to working this program in this way. So popping back to 63.4, with, you know, the beginning of that first paragraph before the reading we selected, and bear in mind that any of the readings that we select for any of the steps are sort of circular and intertwined, and give us, each one gives us a picture of different part, you know, different parts of the whole, and often reflects on things that aren't that day's topic. But it starts out, next we launched out on a course of vigorous action. So it's wonderful that we've turned our will and our lives over to the care of our higher power as we understand that higher power. But if we just stop there, there's no progress. We don't have instructions, we don't have a way forward. And I know, unfortunately, people in program that have done, well, in OA we call it the OA waltz, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, you know, and they never get to the housekeeping work. So the first step, which is really the fourth step, is a personal housekeeping. And it says, which many of us had never attempted. I'd attempted it before. You know, I had seen psychologists. I had talked to religious figures. I had talked to one of my siblings. I had talked to my parents. I tried to make my way through. But I needed the rigorous instructions that I got in these rooms to really get to the base of it. And I attempted in both OA and Al-Anon. And, you know, I'm not endorsing financing, money, you know, any of that stuff. But there are guides for doing the four-step in other programs, in 12-step programs, not all of which get at the things that are here. It's not to say that I didn't learn anything from doing those other inventories. In fact, I did a non-prescribed relationship inventory that got me out of a horrible prior relationship and into my relationship 20 years now. So I have nothing bad to say about the other work. It just wasn't sufficient to get me where I needed to be. Where I needed to be was in these rooms because my sponsor in this program realized that I was resentful and not happy. I could go from zero to ballistically angry in 6 seconds. I could go from serenity, being totally at peace, to super judgmental, critical. Not that I don't still have my moments now. I'm not saying that I'm perfect by any means. But I was not happy, joyous, and free. And he said, boy, do I have a program for you. He said, by the way, it's not OA. It's like, okay. God gave me that little bit of willingness to say, I don't care. You think I need to go to the meeting? I'll go to the meeting. Those little moments of grace are something that I mark now. I didn't take them. I sort of took them for granted in the past. So that paragraph continues, though our decision was a vital and crucial step, which indeed it is, it could have little permanent effect unless it was followed by a strenuous effort to face and to be rid of the things in ourselves which had been blocking us. So it goes on to tell me that the primary thing that's blocking me is my resentments. Well, at another part, it says resentments imagined or real. So, I mean, that's, you know, another part of it. Some of them were truly things I could be resentful about. Because things happen in our lives. There's a reading in a prayer book that says, life is unfair. And it goes on from there. The wrong people get ahead, the wrong people get left behind, you know, all sorts of things. Life is not always fair. There are no guarantees that if we do everything perfect, we're going to get rewards all the time. There's a saying I love, no good deed goes unpunished. I can't guarantee the rewards. I can set myself on a path where I'm living to be of service to my higher power and other people. But there are no guarantees I'm going to get rewarded for that. I have to do what's right just because it's the right thing to do. So, a business which takes no regular inventory usually goes broke. And I have to not only take the original inventory, I have to take daily inventory. You know, this work is not once through and done. You know, I can't resign from the fellowship. I have to be here. I do find, and this is just a side note, I do find there are a lot of people who don't seem to have the conception of a home meeting anymore. It always used to be there was a home meeting and then other meetings I went to as I could. And I don't hear a lot of that anymore. And I see a lot of meetings that have a rotating cast of characters, and that's not what I need for myself. And I can only determine it for myself. I can say the idea of having a home group is really important to me because they can watch me, keep me on the level, and I can keep getting that, keep that feedback loop going. It says that I'm going to get rid of damaged or unsaleable goods. And I think it's a pretty much a mark of an unsalable good when people don't want to be around you, or people, you know, people avoid you, or people can't meet your eye, or, and I had all those things. In fact, that was my biggest marker when I needed to do an amends, was that someone was not meeting my eye, or I couldn't meet someone else's eye, that I felt I had to hide or run away or turn away, and that was a great marker for me. So it says we took stock honestly, we searched out the flaws in our makeup. That's way too general. You know, my, one of my problems is I get overwhelmed. I want to do it all at once. I want to take on the whole project and list the 78 character aspects that are a problem. And, you know, it doesn't work that way. So the book makes it really simple. Resentment is the number one offender. Now, my sponsor, we've consolidated some of the instruction sheets that were going around, but my sponsor said, the first thing you do is write down anyone you've ever met. Chances are you have a resentment against it. I mention that, I don't necessarily recommend that as a way to approach things, but I had an additional revelation because I did it that way. I realized when I was going down through the list and breaking it out into causes and effects that there were people not only who I didn't have a resentment towards, but there were people I owed a note of appreciation to. People who had been important in my life, people who had been unselfish in my life, people who had taught me things, people who had given me appreciation for something else. So it does say in our reading that an inventory also marks the saleable things, not just the junk. So I need an appreciation for what I have. And that was the same thing I did in that relationship inventory that I alluded to earlier. I said, what do I need in a relationship? What do I want in a relationship? What do I have to offer in a relationship? So the fact is, I have things to offer that God has given me talents and abilities to note. So I want to see the positives too. And I've had sponsees, I've had other people in program say that they get really depressed while they're doing the work. You know, I was bad. I did some bad things. I did some misguided things. I did some ill-advised things. I did some unkind things. But I also did some kind and loving things, and maybe I did them for the wrong reason, whatever, but I had to take an inventory. I had to investigate all that. I couldn't leave it as a lump. I had to do the work. There is a promise here. It says, when the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically. So there is the hope that when I do this work, my life will be in a much better place. That one sentence, we asked ourselves why we were angry. Boy, was I angry. I don't think there was much of anyone I didn't have anger towards, starting with my parents and my siblings and my situation and anyone who ever fired me or didn't accept me for a job or anyone. You know, the list went on, not ad infinitum. There was an end point, but all of these things called up so much energy. One of the words I looked up was resentment, which a lot of people have referred to as feeling things again. And the root is actually not that. It actually means to feel things very intensely. So the intensity of the emotion, some of the things stirred up, even things that were years old. I think I remember a hurt from when I was 4 years old that I was rejected from a company of neighborhood kids. Those things happened, but I wasn't equipped to deal with it. I ran away, and soon I sought out food as an answer. Other people run away and find alcohol, drugs, sex, you know, whatever it is. For me, food appeared to be the answer. It was the great anesthesia, the great settling, the great not feeling, the great not thinking. I didn't understand the allergy part of it, that it was, at some point, I couldn't stop once I started. But even without that, it was a way of calming myself. So I had to set everything on paper. It says we set the resentments on paper. We listed people, institutions, or principles. Again, that was the part that I missed the first time, institutions and principles. And decided why I was angry. But enough of determining why I was angry, I figured out some of that stuff. But the problem was, on top of 66, it says, to conclude that others were wrong was as far as most of us ever got. That was as far as I ever got. The world was wrong, I was right. I was an expert at rationalizing, justifying, and always feeling like the wronged, injured party, poor me. Everyone should feel sorry for me, I should feel sorry for myself, and I could comfort myself with food. There has to be a turnaround. And I had to start thinking about, if everyone is picking on me, what is my role in all of this? I had to say, where had I caused other people to be resentful? Why had I hurt, or how had I hurt other people that they retaliated? I had to learn that I was an actor. And it's a developing process. When I first got through the work, I was able to realize some things about those relationships, parents, teachers, friends. But it grows over time. So even the people I had big resentments toward, like my father, I was able to find an appreciation that he was a flawed human being, but he did the best he could given his background and circumstances and understandings. So I had to develop a generosity in heart. And a generosity of heart was not as good as God's. God can accept all of us, in my thinking. However you understand your higher power is fine. I don't have God's oversight of all that. I don't have to understand why other people struck out at me or whatever, or made the decisions they did. I don't have to understand all that. But I don't have to invest the energy in being hurt, in being right, in wanting things to be differently than they are. I can accept reality as it is today. And that is relatively new, unfortunately. It says, we realize the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. And that sick man's prayer, this is a sick man, how can I be helpful to him? It's like, why would I want to be helpful to that SOB who caused me to... Being charitable is not always easy. There are people who made seemingly insane, irrational decisions that affected me. But as I said when I started out, life is unfair. I may never understand, but if I carry around the grudge, the hurt, the resentment, it'll lead me back toward eating again. So this program, if you're first making your list, make it thorough. If you're developing the causes and effects, do it thoroughly. Check it out with your sponsor or other people. And the other side is very rewarding because I can live in the present without that garbage weighing me down. So the physical weight was the least of it. The psychic weight was immense. And there's a lot of healing to be had in these rooms.
Thank you.